The answer is acute respiratory alkalosis with metabolic acidosis. This is pretty much one of the hardest acid-base questions you can get for step one and step two. Now, I'll just cut to the chase here. 9 times out of 10 in a pulmonary embolism, you're merely going to have an acute respiratory alkalosis where your CO2 is down, your pH is up, and your bicarb is no change because there's not enough time for your bicarb to change. Usually it takes at least 12 to 24 hours. You look at this question, you say, well, why the fuck is the bicarb low? It's not compensation. Once again, there's not enough time. So the low bicarb is due to metabolic acidosis. And this can happen due to hypoxemia, decreased oxygen to vital organs, increased anaerobic respiration, lactate production. This is not limited to pulmonary embolism. You can also see metabolic acidosis due to lactate in hypovolemia, septic shock, cardiogenic shock. So that's it.